This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So, Figgy, outside of putting Reggie on the In the Loop dating game here, probably in the next week or two, I learned something else about him this morning, just in a casual conversation.
Oh, Lord. Mm. See, this is what happens when you talk to people. They learn things about you. That's not what I wanted to do at all.
He was talking to, some of the visitors that we had, Kaylee and...
Lacey and Chris?
Lacey and Chris. Sorry, Kaylee. Lacey.
You see, you got Nick Kaylee on the yeah, brain. That's what happened.
And they were asking about his background. He said, well, I graduated high school a year early. And I went...
Oh, yeah. I've never told you that.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're that guy?
Well, all right. So we're going to go into the whole thing, the whole spiel.
Start using some big words. Come on now.
I'm not necessarily against it, but it just seems weird that you would graduate. It always seemed a little weird.
It was pragmatic. I had decided.
You don't have no senior year.
First of all, you're
year.
Far too
you many
big
no?
words.
Maybe I needed one.
Okay, yeah, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
My bad.
You don't have a senior year.
I had a senior semester, kind of. So in seventh grade, I decided I wanted to be an architect. And as I neared, you do your PSAT, you do your SAT, all those things. I applied to the top 10 architecture schools in the nation, and I got into a few of them. Not all of them. Don't get me wrong. And so Kansas State University had the best national program that I could get into, which is the number five in the nation.
Look at
and
that.
They had a five-year master's program. Ooh. And I was like, well, if it's 5 years for a master's, if I graduate a year early.
It's like regular.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, now don't ask me what happened, because clearly I'm not an architect and nothing like that. But I decided, all right. We can make this happen.
How do you feel?
I decided I put it in.
That's kind of swag a little bit to me.
It is swag. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of conflicted about it.
Is it?
Because it's, first of all, you can do it and you can get into college after your junior year in high school. But
yeah, I turned 18 my second semester of college, which was kind of weird.
That's crazy.
But like your high school senior year, that's when you dominate. You know, that's.
I got a little some done. Just a little.
It just seems, it's just different to me.
My man was in them books.
He wasn't thinking about nobody else.
That's right.
He was in those books.
I was in them books. It's a shame, though, that I was in those books that much and I'm not any smarter than I am.
My brother graduated a year early and I just always called him a nerd.
I mean, it is kind of accurate, to be fair.
I will say, I wish I went to school with Reggie. I would sit by you and cheat on your test every chance.
I don't know that would go as well as you think it does.
I probably would have graduated high school.
I did all right, but don't think that I was, like, I was not 4.0 a cat. I was not that dude. In fact, the reason why I did not go to university in the state of Texas is I was not top 10%. At that time, they had the automatic admission as top 10%. Yeah, I didn't get that done. So, no, don't think that means that I'm some level. Look, we got somebody on the air that went to Seth went to Cornell, right?
Cornell.
I applied to Cornell. They did not respond back to me. So I just want you to understand.
Like, I got into Princeton.
It's nothing that special. Oh, good for you.
Just didn't go.
All right, now we're just bragging.
Reggie is young Sheldon.
That's definitely not.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
Hey, from Texas, too.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
So listening to Texans radio yesterday with Nick Cayley, sitting in with the boys, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. And I mean, obviously, they asked all the football stuff, and it was very insightful. Still, you can go back and listen to it on YouTube or what have you if you missed it. But, you know, they try and have a little personality and have a little fun with the people that they're talking to. And one of the things was asking Nick Cayley, new offensive coordinator of the Texans, you know, how excited he or what experience he had with the city of Houston and that. And this is what Nick Cayley had to say.
Did you give any thought to doing anything else with your life as you were growing up?
Zero.
It was coaching all the way.
I wanted to coach.
Oh, no, this ain't
you haven't been here long, but I know you've been kind of locked in and doing what you have to do. But just your thoughts on the city of Houston and being here. Have you ever had much experience in Texas at all other than traveling for games and such?
No.
What are your thoughts?
You know, just basically being here for games, practices, et cetera. It's a great city. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of things to do, you know, and there's a lot of places to go. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a great city and, you know, excited to find my way around.
Yeah, I got to admit, he don't sound excited. Yeah. He don't sound actually excited about the city of Houston at all. He don't sound excited.
That is politics right there.
If politics would have had him actually carry the same energy all the way through the answer.
Yeah.
He lost so much steam. Like, you heard him talking about CJ Stroud. He just throws this great spiral.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's Houston is it's a great city. And
it's a great question, and thank you for asking it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Just imagine saying that about the third or fourth largest city in the world or in the country.
Don't tell me Nick Caserio didn't have anything to do with this hire. That is Nick Caserio.
Now, I don't think that. Now, this is the thing.
I mean,
right?
That sounds like a John Carroll guy to me.
Yeah, you
that's
think?
Right.
Yeah, you think?
They invented football.
Yeah,
they that's don't
right.
Know anything else?
Just ask them.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think that once he actually gets into these Houston streets, he'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. He does not know.
He doesn't
to
know
be excited. He doesn't know it at all.
He sounds like a robot.
He doesn't know.
You
a
heard
thing.
That first question about coaching. Nothing. I just want to coach.
play one more time for me because I want to hear the difference in energy. Him talking about coaching versus him talking about the city of Houston.
Did you give any thought to doing anything else with your life as you were growing up?
Zero.
It was coaching all the way.
I wanted to coach.
You haven't been here long, but I know you've been kind of locked in and doing what you have to do, but just your thoughts on the city of Houston and being here. Have you ever had much experience in Texas at all other than traveling for games and such?
No.
What are your thoughts?
You know, just basically being here for games, practices, et cetera. It's a great city. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of things to do, you know, and there's a lot of places to go. So, I mean, it's, you know.
A lot of places.
Can you name one?
You could have said that about Cleveland, Ohio.
It's a city that has things
that about
and stuff.
It's a lot of energy, things to do.
Yeah,
it's a great city.
It's a great city.
He sound like a robot, dude.
Which
like a football robot.
I guess if with the task in front of him, I guess that's probably preferable. Yeah, work on stuff, but also, hey man, get out here and see a few things. Hit the Breakfast Club or something, you know.
But
yeah.
You know what? At the end of the day, it don't even matter.
No,
not at all.
Like
no,
you
no.
got, yeah, nah, yeah. Ball out. And I think everybody gonna love you.
Yeah, but I was like, no, I realized, oh, you actually don't sound very excited about this at all. The city itself. He sounds excited.
He doesn't
about
know.
Football, he doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
All he's seen is the ballroom during walkthroughs.
That's right. That's right. NRG in the ballroom.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
These are my confessions.
I kind of feel bad for something I did last night, man. So I went to the Travis Scott, the HBCU softball charity game.
Third annual, right?
Yeah, third annual. It's not the first annual. It was the third annual, right, Lopez?
It was the third annual.
Yeah, it wasn't the first annual.
It was not. There's no such thing.
I ain't gonna rile you.
There's
up.
No such thing.
So I felt kind of bad. So I'm out there getting content, seeing everybody
doing your thing.
Seeing CJ Stroud, seeing Andre Johnson, and all that. I also seen Amber Rose. She was there again.
Oh, come on.
She was there again. So I'm like, oh, that's cool.
She get a ride home.
I don't know.
That's a crazy question.
Hey, she got the ride home last year.
Yeah, she did.
But I took a video of her, little picture and all that stuff, and I posted it yesterday on Twitter, which I probably shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this I'm getting ratioed.
They said, "Nah, I figured you knew what you were doing."
I did not know what I was doing.
I'm calling BS.
Nah, I posted it because.
What did you write on the tweet? Tell me what you wrote on the tweet.
Two words.
So I posted a picture. I said, "She's back."
Would you put an exclamation point or extra A's?
No, just "She's back!" exclamation point.
Yeah, that's all. I was saying
you knew exactly what you were doing.
No, I was saying she. And the funny thing is, I only tweeted that because last year. Remember last year she was there and she allegedly left with CJ Stroud. And
She did leave with him. She alleges.
All right. Okay.
She left with CJ Stroud, mm-hmm. and she said he gave her a ride to the hotel.
Yeah. Now,
it was nothing else. Nothing to see here.
What was his Uber rating?
It had to be good because it was in a fly car, right?
Yeah.
So it was a good car.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I posted this picture. This is my confession. I felt bad. I almost deleted this tweet because people started going crazy on her, saying she aged like milk.
And damn.
They were saying all type of wild stuff. And I wasn't trying to post that picture to kind of go in on her.
Mm-hmm.
But people going in on it, it's still going right now, man. It's getting
ratio.
How
do you feel about this, Reggie? Because I don't think he posted it to go in on her.
No.
But he kind of knew what the reaction would be. You had to have.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you were there to kind of gather the sights and the scenes, and you did that. I don't think you did anything particularly tough. And here's the thing, right, about social media. You're not going to be able to contain the reaction of people.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to try and make sure that it's as meanable as possible.
Yeah.
You do not put people in places to be. But I feel like those people are going to say that regardless.
I'm looking at this right now. Somebody said, "Damn, auntie."
Somebody see, said, that's inherently.
That's what I'm like. I wasn't trying to do that, man. She is looking a little older. Mm-hmm.
She's 41, man.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wasn't posting her on there to be like, damn, look how old she is.
No, but you knew there would be a reaction.
I thought it was going to be more of a keep her away from CJ reaction.
Okay.
I got like two of those reactions. Everybody else keep calling her spoiled milk. expired milk. So I'm like, damn, I wasn't trying to go there.
Expired milk.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad a little bit. I never delete tweets. I almost deleted that one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to put the wrong message out there. But everybody having a good time with that one.
From the 713, I'd go in on her. All right, guys. All right, guys. Okay.
These are my confessions.
So I just couldn't help myself. That's part of the confession. The other is I actually believe this imagery. So Brian McTaggart, speaking of Twitter and what you posted, I posted this. He posted a video of Lance McCullers. And in his tweet, he says he discussed his rehab, his faith, his timeline, and a light at the end of the tunnel. Tell me what you see behind... Lance McCullers.
So I will do my best to paint the picture of what this image is. So it's Lance McCullers obviously talking in these sweet, light orange,
they are nice,
you know, the spring training caps. Behind him is a white tent. I don't know what is behind it. And then you see some palm trees. Of course, they're in West Palm Beach. And behind that, the most ominous looking clouds I have seen
in quite
some time.
He's like, he's talking about the light at the end of the tunnel, and there's this giant storm cloud closing. It's moving in. You can tell it's moving towards them. I'm like, if that's not the perfect, you know, imagery for Lance McCullers, I think I'm close.
it kind of remind me of that picture of the wrestler just standing there happy and the Undertaker just
behind him, just unaware that he's about to be what is the name of his choke slam again, because I know it's a choke slam, but it's a special name I never remember.
I think there's light at the end of the tunnel and the apocalypse is behind him. I mean, it's like, holy moly, that's perfect.
Pray for Lance. It'd be nice to get him doing things. I was gonna say get him pitching well, but
throw
just like
off
pitching.
The mound. You want to throw off the mound? Throw off
soon,
flat.
Soon.
Play catch. Yeah, soon. Come on, play a catch.
Mm-hmm. Give us some
flat ground.
Can I sneak one more in?
Yeah, man.
These are my confessions.
Thank you for that answer, Figgy. All right, Jim Nantz. I mean, local legend, and broadcaster. This is what he had to say about the Philadelphia Eagles tush push.
I'm done with the tush push. I think it needs to go away. And I know that's a big part of the arsenal for the Eagles. I think it needs to change. Now, they executed better than anyone. So Philadelphia fans, will there be an outcry? Say, why are you penalizing us? I don't like the play.
Why?
I just don't like the play. It feels too automatic. Maybe you could do something to phase it out a little bit and not totally penalize. Maybe it's like coaches' challenges. Maybe you get two a game.
Oh, interesting. Very creative.
Yeah. Don't take it completely away, but you have that in your hip pocket. If you're going to use it, you can use it twice in a game.
Jim Nantz is being a supreme hater. Yes, he's being a supreme hater.
Yeah, he is.
What you mean the tush push doesn't
game.
Look? It's not football because I don't like it. No. It is quintessentially football.
It's the essence.
It is. Hey, I am going that way. Stop me. That is football, if I've ever heard it, right? Yeah. What are you going to do? Now, here's the thing. The one thing that you could do if you don't like the tush push is we don't like the idea of players pushing other players forward. And remember, in the NFL, that was a rule for a while. We're like, you cannot push the ball handler forward. Yeah. They took that away and all that. That's all this is. Like, we back to it. Otherwise, it's just the quarterback sneak. And really, the reason why you mad is not that, like, is not that it's not football. It's you mad you can't stop it.
That is exactly
That's all you
right.
are. And look. And it's not because you're not mad at the play. Other teams have tried it. The reason why they don't keep doing it is because they're not good.
They're not successful.
How did it work out for Josh Allen?
Yeah, how many times did Josh Allen get stopped on that? Multiple times. It's the reason why they lost. Mm-hmm. And then you get out here, y'all just being haters.
Yeah.
Like,
I totally agree.
And I get it. Like, I'm not here to big up the Eagles or nothing. But hey, man, quit. Just don't be haters about it.
There was a coach that said something about it too, similar to what Nantz said. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Y'all just being some haters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. Like, you trying to outlaw it because you can't. Because that's nasty business, man.
I agree.
That's not the spirit of sports. You know what? All these people that come through about the participation trophy. No, what you should be stopping is this. Like, this type of mentality that I can't stop it, so we're going to change the rules. That's the real thing that's ruining sports.
Out of all the things you want to change, make a rule for that.
Right. Jim, you're what's wrong with sports. How do you like that?
I'll tell you what's wrong with sports. You.
You. That's right. Appreciate your work. You do a great job. All right. those are our lunchtime confessions right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Hey, take it easy on Ron's best friend, Jim. Hilarious.
Yep.
Yes, I've heard that audio. And I still don't understand what was happening there. All right. But yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, would you prefer another TV situation for the Astros and Rockets? Because it looks like things continue to shift away from the regional sports network in various places in sports. Would you prefer if something like that happened here for the Astros and Rockets, or do you like the way that it is? We'll talk about that next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.